This is Dr. Trebejic in colonoscopy report. Wishing guest nurse Julian. Indicated procedure was colon cancer screening. Date of birth is 3/29/1949. Tradition and emergency. Dr. Chandra Pishap, blood pressure, metallic blood pressure, colonoscopy with heart and polypectin colonoscopy, heart force, polypectin colonoscopy, cold biopsy and tattooing. Instrumental lymphocytic colonoscopy, operation of Bishop, picture. Coming out, I saw a very large polypoid mass noted proximal ascending colon just above, distal to the elliptical valve. It was tattooed, few folds distal to it. It could not be removed safely with the full colonoscopy. And even with the EMR, because of the nature of the location and because of the size of the polypoid mass, even though it appeared to be attached to the pedicle, which was a white base, biopsy were taken, tattoos were done. It is adenocarcinoma, ultra-proven otherwise. There was a polyp noted at the distal ascending colon, 3 millimeters separable, the heart force polycysts, no post polycystic bleeding. There was a polyp at the hepatic flexure, which was about 5 millimeter semi-pedicular mood, harsh polycystic, no post polycystic bleeding. There was a polyp at the trans colon, which was a 3 millimeter size polyp of the heart force pressure, no post polypectin bleeding coming out, fair preps, rectum, metroperitoneal, trohem, grade 2 and grade 3 trohem, anomalies, cystiosis, which is professional complication. Fine colonoscopy sequence, number 2, a large polypoid mass noted at the proximal ascending colon, just next to the ileocecal valve. It was also tattooed. One tattoo was only done to distal to this polypoid mass for the identification during the surgery. A biopsy, cold biopsy, which is like that, it appeared to be adenocarcinoma, unless or otherwise were attached to the wing. But it was basically involving the whole circ, the whole lumen of the colon, and it is attached to be a very wide base, pedicle. It does not look like it could be removed completely safely with the colonoscopy. The EMR probably would need it because of the nature of the polypoid mass and some of the indirect changes in the stalk, it would need a right hemicolectomy. As for physical resection, to also make sure that complete resection and also make sure there's no lymphatic involvement happening. Number 3, patient has a distal ascending colon polyp about 3 millimeter over the heart force of polypectomy, and then the hepatic flexure polyp 5 millimeter semi-pedicular over the heart snare polypectomy successfully completely, and the trans colon polyp times 1, 3 millimeter over the heart force of polypectomy, and then hemorrhage. Now, recognition away for the polypoid mass pathology. And a bit for the colon polyps pathology. Let's check the blood for CEA. Send the patient a CT scan after the contrast. And I'm going to refer the patient to Dr. Samuel DeJesus for a colorectal surgeon for possible resection, tritomycolectomy of this polypoid mass. Follow up 1 to 2 weeks of treatment. And also, depending on the pathologist or pathology polymer, patient will need the medical oncology consultation. Follow 1 to 2 weeks of treatment. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider. Dr. Cynthia Page, CYNTHI, Cynthia PAIGE, and copy Dr. Paramsari. They are proceeding with January 5th or 23rd. The audition is January 5th or 23rd. Patient will come to you.